Live Aid's in progress, hour three. How are things running along so far?
We're 5 minutes behind, but we'll catch that up in a few minutes. I think Phil Collins is going to shorten the song, and then we'll catch it up, but that's not bad going.
Does that mean he'll be in Philadelphia 5 minutes early?
No, we'd have been in 5 minutes late, but we have to really lock in with that, so we're 5 minutes isn't bad.
Are you pleased with the results so far, the money that you're raising?
Yeah, I believe like there's an awful lot coming in, and it's a question of people not being physically able to get in through the lines.
Bob, you'd hope that the Prime Minister of Britain and perhaps some of the other world leaders would participate in today's spectacular. Is that going to happen?
Well, we had the British head of state here, or the heir to the head of state, and I like that because that's above politics, and they were here because they wanted to be here to help launch it, and we've got people lined up for the rest of the night coming in and speaking and that.
What about the Prime Minister herself?
No, she just wrote me a letter, actually. I just got it delivered by a policeman.
What did she say?
She just I can't remember because somebody else has got it. I just looked at it and said, oh, good.
But, I mean, you had a bit of a confrontation with her recently about butter mountains and so on. I think you felt perhaps that the government in this country weren't really doing enough.
Government of any country isn't doing the country's government. And it's proof of that, where 2 billion people want to do something and the governments don't.
The performance is going on until wee hours of tomorrow morning, both countries.
Yeah.
You said on World in Action, a TV programme here in Britain, that at the end of today's mega global jukebox, this would be it for you, and that you would be leaving it for others to perhaps continue. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I mean, what can you do after it? I can't do it. Pop music can't do anything else, you know. I mean, they will do other things, but surely all they do is play their songs that they wrote live to the world, and that's what they're doing.
What about Bob Geldof, Bob Singer? Are you going back to that? Is that something that you feel you'd like to concentrate on much more now and take the focus of Bob Geldof, the charity organiser, away?
Yeah, I think if you saw, like, this afternoon, what we are as a pop band. And I think people got a shock when they suddenly saw me there on stage. You know, this guy's been on TV shows and making statements. Next thing there's this guy poncing about stage. He's like, oh God, yeah, that's what he actually does.
That looks like the letter. Perhaps we could tell America what Margaret Thatcher said to you.
No, because it's none of their business.
This book of records, as having been the first performer to play a live show in two countries the furthest apart for Ethiopia for famine relief. How will you feel about that?
Well, I'll buy the book. I feel very proud of it. I mean, and that's not why I'm doing it. I mean, I've only just since found out today that it was actually going to be even nearer close to being a record breaker. I'm basically doing it because it can be done. I mean, I'm interested in playing with as many different people as possible, and this will give me an opportunity of playing with Clapton, who's a good friend of mine, who I haven't played with for a long time, a good chance to play with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. And a chance to do the same two songs over there as I just did here, and probably get a good chance to get them right this time, you know.
You've just about played with everyone that you wanted to, really. You've been like a child of a rich daddy who buys him a toy set and a train set and builds on and on and on. You've had that chance to play with everyone.
Lucky boy, huh?
But for this one, it's for the right reason.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're all here. We're all here for, that's Mal, he's my, we're all here for the right reasons. I mean, it is a fantastic opportunity to play with everybody else and to be part of it. But apart from that, it's just, you know, it's great to think that all this is going to go to the right place.
Came up to your home just before a good lady had a baby. So how do you feel to be playing in front of so many people, Sting?
It's not the biggest crowd I've ever played in front of. It's I played in front of 200,000 people once, which is fun. But it's a great event, you know, and it's wonderful to be here. I can't think of a reason why anyone wouldn't be here.
Teaming up with Phil Collins, somebody that I know you admire each other, really, don't you?
We're great pals. Yeah, we're very good friends.
How did that come about, the two of you doing a duet?
Well, it struck me that we were both going to play score solo, unaccompanied, and it'd be nice to kind of break it up a little bit. You know, I'd do a number, Phil do a number. I do one. I think it was as an interesting, not necessarily a comparison, but it just made the show very, you know, more of a show.
Live Aid's getting very exciting. Everybody's keen to see all their favourite artists. Do you think that there's maybe a chance, an element that perhaps we're forgetting why we're all here today and in Philadelphia?
I don't know. I mean, there's no point in being miserable all the time. And you know, I think if people have a good time today, that's great. But I also think that a lot of people are very aware of what the whole thing is for. And, you know, the fact is we're raising fortune. Hopefully we're going to do something very positive. And I think everyone's aware of that. So, I mean, we can have a good time and also give money to a good cause.
Do you ever worry about where the money goes? Because some charities spend a lot of money on administration, just getting the food to the mouth sometimes.
I think this charity probably has more chance of being monitored than almost any other, because of the profile of almost everyone involved. For example, if I were to ask tomorrow what has been spent so far, where is it gone, how's it getting there, I will be answered, because my profile is too high. People can't say, oh, forget it, you know. And everyone's like that, so I think we have a good chance.
Bob Godoff has said when this is over, he's going to finish his involvement with Live Aid. Do you feel that if he does that, the kind of the energy and the attention that has been given to it will be lost, and that it will disappear, people will forget about it?
I think it's a possibility. I mean, one of the things about pop is pop is pop, and it's faddy, and it's people get bored with things after a while. I just think it's not to take away from what's already been done, and I think, you know, without Bob's energy, I don't think the thing will last.
You know, each country has its own wealth, and certainly a lot of the Western countries are very wealthy. We have vast amounts of money in our reserves, gold reserves, and yet we don't seem to want to release the money or the butter mountains and just say, look, let's solve the problem outright. We have to do things like this. Human effort, volunteers. It seems ironic.
I don't really have much faith at all in the political process or governments, for example. I think we have much. I think what we're doing, you know, acting individually as people, is much better, much more worthwhile. And
you don't think it's futile, in a sense, that if the government got behind it and sanctioned and wrote laws and passed laws and made sure?
I think one should expect any government to do virtually nothing about anything that's important. You know, they're interested in staying in power, and I sincerely believe that. And I think that the world is to be saved. It's not going to be saved by governments. It's going to be saved by individuals. So,
and individuals like yourself, or Godoff, or Collins, or
something. Everybody. I mean, this event has shown that just everybody can do something.
Thank you very much.